Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. We're back. Everybody, the whole team is back, and we're ready to go. And I took some time off. I want to thank Jen Bosworth for filling in for me yesterday. And on Thursday and Friday, I would like to thank Brian Noonan for filling in. And I took some time off, one, for Memorial Day, but two, because I was inducted into the WGN Walk of Fame on Thursday. And everybody was there. Vic, you were there.
That was my first one, Nick.
Yeah. I thank you for sticking around, because you stayed up and you stayed here.
Oh, my pleasure. It was great.
And Esmeralda was there, and you also didn't have any sleep.
No.
Because you guys all worked the night before. I didn't.
Yeah, we did. My first one, too.
That was your first one.
Yeah, it was very fun.
And then Dan, surprisingly, I didn't know he was going to show up. Dan showed up, and he was there. It was great. I can't even explain to you how honored I am. And I have to say this. I had a great time sitting next to Link. And Link, he's hilarious. He is hilarious. We were just having a great time. And it was fun. And Judy Pilak was sitting in front of me. Wearing a fabulous outfit, if I may say so myself. Esmeralda, wasn't that she just looked like a queen.
She did, very much so. It was baby blue.
Yeah.
Gorgeous coat.
You know, during a break, because, it was being broadcast live, and during breaks, we could get off the stage, maybe grab some water or something and get back on there while the commercial ends. So at one point, Judy just disappeared, and she was gone. This was after she was inducted, so I just thought, well, she got inducted, so screw it, I'm leaving. That's what I thought. I don't care about the rest of these people getting inducted, I'm leaving. But evidently what happened was she was wearing like this fantastic dress, and there was like a cape over it. And I guess the zipper busted on the back of the dress, and she had to have some help. Somebody had to help her to get back, fix it and then come back. So that's why she was gone. And we're all just sitting there going, wait a minute, Judy just left? She doesn't care about the rest of us getting inducted. So it was fun. Great stories on stage. Steve Bertrand, Wendy Snyder did a really nice job. It was beautiful. And, it was a little chilly, a little windy and a little chilly out there, but at least it didn't rain. And I guess last year it was unbelievably hot is what I've been told. So we were happy about that because I had like an actual shirt and jacket and pants on, and because I wear t-shirts and hats all the time, so I was just actually like dressed up, and man, those shoes were killing me. I couldn't wait to get home to take the shoes off. I should have worn my Chucks. I don't care if I would have looked like an idiot, because those are comfortable shoes, but man, these shoes were killing me. And they were, yeah, because I hadn't worn dress shoes in a really long time, so they were leather, and so they like kind of tightened up, if you don't stretch them out. And I don't have a shoe. I don't have a shoe tree or anything. So I had I thought my feet were going to explode. I thought we were going to have exploding feet on the stage.
I had a fan of yours, Nick, by the way, come up to me, and she wanted your email and your personal contact information. I didn't hand it out, but she's actually a fan of yours, and she works at another station here in Chicago. But you just reminded me, I need to check my email and forward you that. I will do that. Yeah.
Okay.
She's a fan at another station here in Chicago.
Did she come up and say hi?
Yeah, she came up.
Did she come up to me?
No, you were on the stage.
Oh, I was on stage during it. Okay.
I believe I was standing with another news anchor, Steve Gersanich, and Bennett Wakenight.
Yeah.
And she came up and introduced herself and her station ID and said she's a longtime listener.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice of her to come out. Yeah, a ton of people came out, and it was great to, it was really crazy. It was like a whirlwind. We were kind enough, George Karzis, who is, one of my favorite people in the world, the guy who runs the greatest restaurant on the planet, the Gale Street Inn, was kind enough to give me and my parents a lift down, because my dad's not great at driving downtown on like a Thursday afternoon. He may have killed like 12 people, so we were going to take an Uber or something, and then George was like, no, I'll drive you down. So he drove, parked the car, and then he was there to see the whole situation as well, and my parents were like beside themselves. It was crazy. And but we were running a little bit late when we got here, and we had to have a whole bunch of pictures taken. You know, they take you out in front of the your plaque there in the walk, and you know they take a whole bunch of posed pictures and stuff. And I was a little bit late. Marlene was not happy about that, as you can imagine. If you guys know Marlene, I was about 15 minutes late. She was just like, you know, because Marlene, man, she did, she does, by the way, 50 years in this fall. Marlene's been here for 50 years. Isn't that amazing? Nobody really, nobody can do what Marlene does. She's just Marlene Wells. She's amazing. So anyway, that, you know, it was great. We got down there and the, you know, the ceremony was really a lot of fun. And there were so many great stories that were, you know, told on stage and really funny moments. And I was last, I was the last to be inducted. And I was just kind of like waiting. I'm like, did they forget? Is this a joke? Because I just kept thinking, you know, from the moment that Todd Manley told me that I was going to be inducted into the Walk of Fame, I thought, well, this is an elaborate prank. This can't, this really can't be real. And so everybody's getting inducted. You know, there's the next person gets inducted and this person gets inducted. And I'm like, I think they forgot about me. I think this is indeed a joke. And they're going to tear that thing up out of the sidewalk and I'll be asked to leave.
They're going to do it in front of you?
Yeah, right in front of me. And just say, hey, by the way, this was all a joke, pal. But it wasn't, and I was last. And by the way, Jim Liskowski and Eric Childress and my friend Sergio Mims showed up. A bunch of people that I know showed up. And one of my best friends ever, I've mentioned him many times on the show, Scott Oaken. I had no idea he was going to be there, and he was there. And, of course, my folks sat right in the front row with George. And they were having the time of their life. And so, it was just a great day. It was really, really great. And it's a day that I'll never forget. And I know my parents will never forget it either. But a lot of great people. And speaking to Jim Liskowski, Jim was there and he made a video of my induction. And he sent it to me and he put it on his Facebook page. And we're going to put it up right on our Facebook page, Dan. Is that going to be up there?
Yep, it's up there.
So if people want to see it, and at WGNRadio.com, there are a bunch of pictures from the ceremony and everybody, the whole broadcast with all 10 inductions also available on video. And you can listen to it online as well. So all of that stuff, the great coverage, a bunch of different pictures and all kinds of cool stuff. It was a great, great day. And I thank all the fans for coming out. Like I said, it was a whirlwind. I kept turning around, and then there was somebody there, and I said hello to them, and I turn around, there's another person. I didn't even, you know, I'm trying to usher my parents inside, you know, to, like, go to the bathroom or do something, and I'm getting, you know, and all these wonderful people coming up and saying congratulations, and then Dean Richards sticking a camera in my face and interviewing me on Channel 9. It was amazing. It was just, it was an incredible day, and My plaque is between Roy and Orion and next to Bob Collins. And I don't even know what to say about that. So my thanks to everybody who came and supported us. And we had a great time. It was a wonderful day. And we finally got Vic left. But, you know, they had a professional photographer at the ceremony and the celebration afterwards, Vic. And it was the first time that Esmeralda and Dan and I were together. And we were looking for you, but you had left. We wanted to do a show photo.
Yeah, Esmeralda told me, you left early. And I said, no, I didn't. I stayed the whole time. And, yeah, I did not stay for the reception.
Right.
Yeah.
The only
that.
Time well, no, I've seen Nick in a suit.
It's the only time I know I was in a suit. You had to document that. So anyway, thanks
Photoshop
again.
Photoshop me in.
Oh yeah, we'll do that. We'll take a picture and just like tag you on.
Yeah, okay.
That's what we'll do. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know that we didn't forget about you. We were looking for you. So, but
thanks, guys.
Anyway, thanks again to everybody who came out. It was an incredible day, and I'm incredibly humbled to be a part of the Walk of Fame. And everybody who was out there for the celebration, thank you. All right, we're going to take a break, and we got the news coming up, and then Ron Henderson is going to join us. He's the fitness king.